I think a good thing, a good example is what's happened in terms of the jobs that, that Glenn's talking about, good old-fashioned, middle-class manufacturing jobs. I think something we could all understand pretty easily is how we've what we've witnessed and seen the disappearance of, actually, the first decline and the disappearance of the paper mills up north. Now, those were that was thousands of really, really good-paying jobs, union jobs, certainly middle-class jobs, and for many reasons, especially because of trade, those mills are no longer viable.
So those jobs were not lost to southern mills in North Carolina,
some
or
were,
Georgia.
But eventually, even those mills are being hurt because there's other countries can do it cheaper, and that's really I think that's an example of how international trade can affect workers. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of those people have those old skills working in paper mills, but where do those skills transfer to? That's the thing. They're losing, but there are other people who may be gaining because there's a company like Hypertherm has done really well, or Albany International over on the seacoast that they make these aircraft components, engine components. Those are things that are really high value, but those are not the skills that a paper mill worker could transfer.
So what does he or she do?
Exactly.